Hi, my name is Tom Rebeck. I'm Research Director for Enterprise and IoT here at Analysys Mason. I'm here with Terry Van Staden, who's one of the analysts on the Enterprise programme, who's going to be talking through some of the findings from our recent SME bundling report. So, Terry.
Yes, hi. So today we're going to be doing a short video on our SME bundling strategies for operators, building an ICT portfolio for SMEs. And operators' interest in ICT services comes from three primary needs. First is to differentiate their proposition, and then to enhance the stickiness of their products and reduce churn, and possibly to generate new revenue.
Okay, talk us through the first slide.
So here we've presented the total value and growth rates for traditional connectivity and ICT services between 2017 and 2022 for each SME segment. And we've put the traditional connectivity services as the large dark blue bars and ICT services as the light blue bars. So from this chart, we can see that connectivity accounts for almost 95% of operator sales from SMEs worldwide, and ICT services only accounts for 5%. So the fundamental implication of this is that given the low value of ICT services, why should operators be investing in it?
Okay, so the large dark blue bar, that's the connectivity offering, then the light blue, that's the spend by SMEs with operators. It's not their total ICT spend, it's just their spend with operators. So you can see the traditional connectivity, it's got a little bit of growth for micro, 0.4%, but for the small and medium, it's declining 0.8%, 0.7%. Whether you've got growth in the ICT services, so 11% for micro, 6% for small, and 5% for medium.
Yes, so from this chart, we can see that almost all growth from SMEs will come from ICT services, and particularly from the micro enterprise segment, which we feel is a largely unaddressed opportunity by operators.
Okay,
and then from this chart, we've plotted the three typical approaches of operators to ICT services. The first approach is operators who will avoid ICT services and focus exclusively on connectivity. This means that operators don't have to adjust their sales and support processes, and they don't need to invest in new services. However, they may be forced into competing on connectivity aspects alone, and therefore be forced into price competition.
Okay, so this could be a provider just selling broadband, where it's going to struggle not to have to compete just on purely on price.
Yes, and they'll also be competing against competitors who have a more complete offering, which they may find difficult.
Okay, by more complete, including more ICT services.
Yeah. Yes. The second approach, which is where we think most operators want to be, at least in the short term, is using ICT services as a tactic to differentiate connectivity. This has the added benefit of decreasing churn through stickier products and increasing differentiation through a more complete portfolio. However, the value of these ICT services tends to be a lot lower than connectivity, which can have a potential negative impact on margins.
Okay, so the values are lower, but it's also harder to make profits on them. But that may not matter if it's being sold as a bundle, where the tactic is to increase the stickiness of and the value of the customer.
Yes, so operators will measure the success of this approach through new customers gained and through decreased churn, which is value enough.
Yeah, okay.
And the last approach is bundling as a strategy, where operators view ICT services as a new business with its own agenda. The benefit of this is that operators have the potential to explore high value services and generate new revenue and margin. But the disadvantage is that this requires significant investment and commitment from operators, particularly with reforming sales and support processes.
Okay, and in terms of where these three different approaches, where they fit, so no bundling, obviously that works for all segments. Bundling is a tactic that also works for all segments, so micro up to medium. Whether it's bundling as a strategy, that's more applicable to the sort of small and medium rather than
to the larger SMEs, certainly. Micro enterprises and very small enterprises don't have much of a market for high value ICT services. And operators who want to explore the full value of ICT services will need to target the larger SMEs.
Right.
So on this chart, we've tried to assess the interest levels for operators in the different ICT services, and it's based on multiple criteria. The first, which we've put on the y-axis, is the growth rates for each ICT service. And on the x-axis, we have the total value of each ICT service. But we've also put in several qualitative factors, such as how closely do these services align to operators' core connectivity propositions. So from the charts, we can see that, for example, SaaS is of fairly high interest to operators because it is of high growth and high value.
Okay, so the green means it's of more interest to operators. So unified comm, SaaS, security, more interest to operators. Whereas the red, the desktop management and platform as a service, that's less of interest.
Yes. So desktop and platform management are low value services and high growth, and there'll be difficult markets for operators to penetrate, whereas services such as unified communications and security are closely aligned to operators' core portfolios and therefore of high interest to operators.
Okay, and closely aligned to this idea of using ICT as a tactic to support the core connectivity
Yes,
business.
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And then here we've had a look at the sales approach and examples of key ICT services for each SME segment. So in the micro enterprise segment, the fundamental challenge operators face is migrating micro enterprises from consumer grade packages onto enterprise grade packages. However, we think that basic ICT services such as antivirus, backup and storage, and Office 365, when bundled with connectivity, has the potential to move micro enterprises onto more valuable connectivity packages.
Okay, so for micro, it's back to this tactic thing. You're not going to make big margins from reselling Office 365, but it might support your broadband offer.
Yes, the main goal for micro enterprises is to get them onto better connectivity packages, whereas the ICT services in the segment won't generate much value for operators. In the small enterprise segment, operators typically operate through a very indirect approach or through small resellers, which are much better placed to address SMEs' needs. And the key ICT services for operators in this segment are again fairly basic, such as security services, colocation, and Office 365. Lastly, for medium enterprises, operators have the opportunity to take a more direct approach and explore the full value of the ICT market through high-value ICT services such as managed security, managed cloud, and unified communications.
Okay, so for the medium, this is where for operators that want to, they could, that there may be potential to earn additional revenue beyond the core connectivity services.
Yes, some of the larger SMEs will be interested in high-value ICT services from operators, and there is a market for operators to capitalize on this opportunity.
And just one question, the sales approach is you've got this inside sales, so indirect and direct, that's fairly clear. What do you mean by inside sales?
Inside sales is more of an upselling technique where a sales agent would contact customers via a phone, for example, and try to upsell their various ICT
Okay, it's
services.
about upsell. Okay.
In summary, operators should look to ICT services to both defend and generate revenue from SMEs. However, operators should be clear about what their strategy is and measure their success accordingly. We think that operators should explore the simpler ICT services first and get good at that before becoming a more complete ICT provider. Second, operators should select ICT services that are closely aligned with their core connectivity services and have the most potential to differentiate their core portfolio. And lastly, operators should address the difficulties in sales and support and tailor their strategies to each segment. This will likely be the greatest challenge operators face in their markets, however, in our report, we outline the steps to address these challenges and help operators capitalize on this opportunity. This video comes from our strategy report, SME Bundling Strategies for Operators, Building an ICT Portfolio for SMEs. Please refer to our website for further information on this and associated reports, including worldwide forecasts and enterprise surveys. Upcoming research for 2018 include the 2018 survey reports, global forecasts, and differentiating services for the SME market. If you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you.